Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare.
You were told we would be hearing this evening from Nectar of Instruction. This evening we're going to hear instead about Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is very important in our understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll begin discussing from understanding Advaita Acharya as one of the members of Panchatattva. When we look at the Panchatattva, Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda and Sri Advaita, those three are in Vishnu Tattva category. Gadadhar is in Shakti Tattva category. And Srivas is in Jiva Tattva category. So let's focus on now Vishnu Tattva category. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different than Krishna. And so, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and Krishna himself means Radha Krishna. Because this one tattva, or Krishna tattva, is Radha Krishna in one form, two entities. I'll explain. Okay. So, the personal secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Surup Damodar. Surup Damodar, being so intimately associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Surup Damodar being most confidential associate, he understood the inner meaning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila and his identity. And he described one very wonderful verse found at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The verse describes that originally this one tattva, or the one truth of Krishna, is eternally manifested as two forms, Radha and Krishna, although two forms is one entity, the absolute truth, the original personality of Godhead. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Asmat Ekatmanav Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Beda Gatau Tau. That's the Sanskrit of what I just described. Now, when those 20, just think, just picture on the altar, Radha Govinda. When those two entities, Shakti and Shaktiman, become one entity, one form, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where the personality of Godhead Krishna takes on the bhava, the ecstasy of Radha, and the beauty, the luster of Radha, golden complexion. Krishna himself, Radha and Krishna himself, in the luster, the mood of Srimati Radharani, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, we honor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the original personality of Godhead. We'll make a distinction. There's expansions of Godhead that are equal to him, and there's the original source of all expansions of Godhead. Just like on Diwali, Dipadarsha Eva. And on Diwali, or Govardhan Puja, or during Damodarastakam, during the Kartik month, you have lamps on the altar. And ceremoniously, the pujari will take the lamp from the altar and light another lamp. And from that other lamp, so many lamps are lit. And by the end of the evening, the whole temple is filled with lamps. But of all those lamps that are of equal power, one is the original. Similarly, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Radha Krishna, the original personality of Godhead. And from Radha Krishna, from the original lamp, come all other expansions that are in the category of Vishnu Tattva. So let's go to Goloka Vrindavan. Let us go to Goloka Vrindavan. In Goloka Vrindavan, we find Krishna and Balaram. And they are both considered the personality of Godhead. But there is a distinction. They're the same, Prabhupada has taught us. They're the same, except for one thing. Krishna is Shyam, and Balaram is white like milk or snow. But the same. There's one other distinction. Balaram always likes to serve Krishna. The mood of Balaram is service to Krishna. And Krishna is the younger brother. But Krishna accepts the service of Balaram because he's the original personality of Godhead. The mood of Balaram as the servant of his younger brother Krishna is also manifest in Lord Nityananda, who is the first expansion of the personality of Godhead in the mood of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, from the vantage point of Goloka Vrindavan, let us look out over the vast spiritual sky. And somewhere in that vast spiritual sky, there's a cloud called Mahatattva. And within that Mahatattva, there are living entities that very foolishly want to enjoy apart from Govinda. And so Govinda makes an arrangement for them to have some place where they can try to be happy without him, although it's not possible. That's called the material world. That same Govinda or his associate Balaram expand as Sankarshan, and that Sankarshan expands as the Purusha avatars to make arrangements for the illusory happiness of the rebellious living entities within the Mahatattva. To make those arrangements for places to live and bodies to act with and senses as instruments of action and objects to contact the objects of the senses or to serve as objects of the senses, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshai Vishnu, and Shiradakshai Vishnu are manifest as Vishnu Tattvas. And Mahavishnu, the primary of those Vishnu Tattvas, is the same as Advaita Acharya. What is the mood of Mahavishnu? He's Vishnu, so he's the predominator of Prakriti. That's one of his moods. But his mood is also, spiritually, is to serve Govinda, the original personality of Godhead. Just as Mahavishnu is taking on this very specific service, the service of creation of the material cosmos. Advaitacharya similarly has that mood in relation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He simply wants to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's interest. When we hear, I'm going to describe some pastimes of Advaitacharya. And it's so relishable to appreciate the pastimes of Advaitacharya because he's Vishnu Tattva. He performs pastimes. But those pastimes are all in relation to serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because that's his mood. Advaitacharya, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are three principal reasons for the advent of external reasons, for the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Coming up, we're going to be observing Nityananda's appearance day and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day, but it proceeds with Advaitacharya's appearance day. So, one of the three principal reasons, well, here's the three principal reasons. First of them, one of them is the call of Advaitacharya for Lord Chaitanya to descend. The personality Godhead is Bhakta Vatsala. And when his devotee feels such love and affection as Advaitacharya felt for him, he reciprocates. He reciprocates as that living entity desires him to reciprocate. This is Bhakta Vatsala, the personality of Godhead. So, Advaitacharya called very intently the great devotion for the Lord to appear, although he's the Lord himself. But he has this mood of service to Krishna. Or Krishna himself came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Advaita Acharya was the senior most Vaishnava in all of Navadvipa. Of course, very exalted also was Jagannath Mishra, the soon-to-be father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But even Advaitacharya, by age, was elder and senior to Jagannath Mishra. So he, Advaitacharya, was looking around at all of Navadvipa. It's just like if Revati Raman was looking around and seeing so many people here in Tirupati, but so few devotees. And those that are elevated by birth, the brahmanas, they're using their prowess as brahmanas simply for rituals and karma kanda and wanting to enjoy happiness of this world, spoiling their brahminical strength and using all their wealth for mundane affairs, big lavish weddings, receiving ministers of, what was the guy doing today? Human Resources Development Minister comes to Tirupati. We'll put up banners and posters and spend lots of money for mundane affairs. Kijai. Such an elevated place, Tirupati, and so many people are misdirected in their purpose. How painful. What to do? What to do? So Advaitacharya was feeling like that, and along with Haridas Thakur, they were conspiring. What to do? This condition in society is so fallen. And this place, Navadvipa, just like Tirupati, it's a holy place of pilgrimage. And even in the holy place of pilgrimage, people are doing all these mundane things. How sad. Krishna! please come. And in that intense desire to call the personality of Godhead to come, Advaitacharya thought of one verse from Padma Purana, how to bring the Lord to come. The verse is a very nice verse. How the Lord becomes obliged to his devotee. Bhakta Vatsala becomes obliged to his devotee. If offered with devotion, even just tulsi and palmfuls of water, calling with sincere prayer to the Lord, he becomes pleased. So Advaitacharya thought, this is it! Aha! I will, remembering this verse, I'll worship my Shalagram Shila with intense devotion. So he didn't just use water, he used Ganges water. And Tulsi Manjaris, big pile of them. And all day long and all night long, calling for the Lord to descend. The personality of Godhead, hearing this sincere call of Advaitacharya, advented himself in Navadvipa as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Advaitacharya had called the Lord to appear, he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Lord, his master, the original personality of Godhead. I am Mahavishnu, and he is the personality of Godhead who I want to serve. This was his devotional bhava, his feelings towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always. And this made a very sweet transcendental conflict between his mood towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood towards him, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him as his elder. He saw him as the godbrother of his spiritual master, because Advaitacharya received initiation from Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri was also a disciple of, Ishwara Puri was his spiritual master, who was also a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And so he looked at both of them as guru and godbrother of guru. And so he revered Advaitacharya. He was elder. He was his guru's godbrother. He was so advanced in Krishna consciousness. So Mahaprabhu, being in the mood of the servant, looked upon Advaitacharya as his master. And this caused a spiritual, it's very sweet, spiritual conflict. I'm going to describe some of the leelas that explicitly show this conflict of transcendental emotion between the two lords. One time during the Sankirtan Leela in the house of Srivas Thakur, there was ecstatic kirtan. There's always ecstatic kirtan. But one time there was such ecstatic kirtan that Advaitacharya was participating in, that when Mahaprabhu fell on the ground unconscious, immediately Advaitacharya sat at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, got his wife to get puja paraphernalia and did arti for the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he took the dust of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he wiped the dust of Mahaprabhu's feet all over his body. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regained external consciousness. When the kirtan continued, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to dance, but he stopped and said, I'm feeling no ecstasy. Has someone made an offense? Has someone touched my feet when I was on the ground in a trance of love for Krishna? And all the members of the audience didn't want to say. They didn't want to say no, because that would be a lie. But if they said yes, Mahaprabhu would say, who did it? And then you have to say it was Advaitacharya. And Advaitacharya is Mahasankarshan. He's the one that brings about the destruction of the universe. If Advaitacharya becomes angry at them, oh, big problem. So they were feeling unable to speak. And Advaitacharya, understanding their mood, he spoke. He said, "It is I who have taken the dust from your feet, O thief. You have deprived us of appreciating you as the personality of Godhead. And so I, as the thief during the night, because thieves come out at night when you were asleep or lost of external consciousness, I stole from the big thief. You're accusing me as a thief, but you're the thief." Mahaprabhu's reply was, "You're calling me the big thief, and you're the small thief. I'll show you how the thief steals." And he lunged at Advaitacharya's feet and took the dust from Advaitacharya's feet. Another leela described in Chaitanya Bhagavat elaborately is the anxiety that Advaitacharya had, wanting Mahaprabhu to show that he is superior, because always Mahaprabhu would show the mood of being subordinate to Advaitacharya. So he devised a plan. He's Mahavishnu, so it was a very good plan. Advaitacharya knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate offenses against Krishna. So he decided, "I'll make offense against Krishna. I'll speak Mayavad philosophy, which is offense against Krishna." But this is Advaitacharya, who was a great Vaishnav. His objection was persons were not acting as Vaishnavas. That's why he called Lord Chaitanya to Advent. But now he wanted in his Advent that he shows his supremacy. So I'll speak Mayavad philosophy. So he began giving classes in Mayavad philosophy according to the teachings of Patanjali in his Yoga Sutras, describing the absolute truth is impersonal, and speaking very loudly and very boldly, hoping that Mahaprabhu would hear this nonsense that he was doing. And sure enough, Mahaprabhu heard. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went straight to Shantipur, where Advaitacharya, because he was Vishnu Tattva, the personality of Godhead, he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come. And so he began speaking even more loudly. "The absolute truth is the impersonal Brahman. Those who think that the Lord is a person should understand that the absolute truth Brahman is the source of Bhagavan, and the Supreme is the impersonal feature of the Lord." Mahaprabhu heard this. Deliberately, Advaitacharya was speaking loud so he would hear it. Mahaprabhu came in with a mood of anger. He raised his hand as if to hit Advaitacharya to get him to stop. And Advaitacharya jumped up in ecstasy. "Alas, alas, he has shown he is the personality of Godhead," and began dancing in ecstasy of love of God. One leela that's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita is the fact that Advaitacharya had a personal secretary, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his personal secretary, who was Swarup Damodar. And because Swarup Damodar was his personal secretary, he knew all the confidential understandings about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he disclosed them in writings which found their way into Chaitanya Charitamrita. Similarly, Advaitacharya had a personal secretary. And I'm trying to remember his personal secretary's name. Kamalaksha? Is anyone? The name of Advaitacharya's personal secretary? I think it's Kamalaksha. Huh? Ah. Okay, we'll just say his personal secretary. Okay. He had a personal secretary. Translate. One time his personal secretary went to Jagannath Puri to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he went to Jagannath Puri, he wrote a letter. Dear Maharaj Prataparudra, my master, Advaitacharya, is the personality of Godhead. He is Lord Vishnu himself. Somehow, he has gotten himself in a debt, small debt, to you, the king. Please excuse him of this debt, so that he will be free from any obligation financially unto you. Signed, Secretary of Advaitacharya. Somehow, that letter to Maharaj Prataparudra got into the hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was angry, transcendentally angry. He's saying, this Balya, he has stated that Advaitacharya is the personality of Godhead himself, which is true, but then he's saying the personality of Godhead has a debt? How is that possible? And pleading on behalf of the Lord that he would be excused of his debt, you tell this rascal that he should never come into my presence ever again. When Advaitacharya's secretary heard, like a thunderbolt, Mahaprabhu said, he should never again come into my association. He was devastated. So he went to Advaitacharya and told Advaitacharya what had happened. And what was Advaitacharya's response? You nonsense! You are so fortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing you his mercy, which won't ever even show to me. Mahaprabhu has cheated me again. So Advaitacharya went to Mahaprabhu and said, why are you showing such affection to my secretary that you won't show to me? Banish me. Chastise me, take the position of the superior to me. You never do that. Why are you cheating me in this way? How did Mahaprabhu reply? He smiled. And he said, all right, tell Advaitacharya's secretary he can come. Come into my presence right now. And then Advaitacharya said, aha! You're cheating me again! Why are you doing like this? And then his secretary came into his presence, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him in front of everyone and said, you're a fool. You're correct to consider Advaitacharya as the personality of Godhead. But never make this mistake. How can the Master, our Lord, be in a position of debtor to anyone? Never consider like this. And then he turned to all the Vaishnavas and said, never make the mistake of receiving money from a mundane person, because it will spoil all your religious principles. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, everyone understood that this Leela was being enacted for their edification, they should be very careful of the mood in which they receive funds, even for good purpose, in Krishna consciousness. Very instructive. They appreciate it. This was meant for all of their edification. Two more. Leave us just because of time. We could go on all night. Again, in Jagannath Puri, after the Gundicha Marjana and all the devotees for a long period of time had worked very hard to clean the Gundicha temple, there was a Leela where they went to Narendra Sarovar and had sporting pastimes. In an ecstatic mood with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they would have water splashing fights with one another. And the gravity of very elevated Vaishnavas in the mood of the ecstatic devotion that they were having in cleaning Gundicha and chanting the holy name, they became like children, just playing like little children. And during this Leela of mock fighting, Advaitacharya laid in the water of Narendra Sarovar, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rested upon him, just like Ananta and the personality of Godhead, exhibiting before everyone this mood of Advaitacharya. It was simply to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all purposes. Advaitacharya, his call for Lord Chaitanya to appear was one of the three causes of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Advaitacharya was the cause of the fulfilling the other two. The other two are Krishna fulfilling his promise, Pritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Shuduskritam. Krishna fulfilled that purpose by appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the third external reason was it was time for the Yuga Avatar in this age of Kali, for the Lord to appear in this world and demonstrate for the world the means of achieving spiritual perfection. Even in this most degraded age, the congregational chanting of the holy name, those other two purposes were fulfilled by Advaitacharya calling the Lord to descend. In this way, the mood of Advaitacharya is simply to serve the interests of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So since Mahaprabhu's mission is the Sankirtan mission, Advaitacharya had a very prominent role, not only in calling the Lord, but in teaching the message of pure Krishna consciousness. Therefore, his name, Acharya. Advaita, because he is none different than the personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. Acharya, because he taught by example how to propagate, how to give the message in purity of the position of devotional service above all other processes of spiritual elevation. Time is up. On the appearance days of the Lord, there's now a series of them. It's very nice, very important, actually, for our spiritual advancement to recall, bring to mind, and speak the glories of these transcendental associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to further enrich our Krishna consciousness. So I'll end and see if there's some discussion.
After the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we consider 10,000 years as a golden period. So when actually when it will manifest, like everywhere, holy name and the full-fledged manifestation of this golden period, when is that?
Two things. The golden age of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within the iron age of Kali indicates the special dispensation to those who take up the chanting of the holy name and the process of devotional service for getting relief from the harsh, cruel features of Kali Yuga. That's happening presently. Those who sincerely take up the process of bhakti yoga, think of our own lives and where we would be if we were not in Krishna consciousness. It's not a pleasant thought to contemplate. What we would be doing and the impurity of activity and the suffering of the reaction for those impure activities. It's unthinkable thought. The dispensation is, the golden age is that those who take shelter of this process are given relief within this iron. It's still going down, but there are persons that are getting relief and going towards Krishna, even in this very, very difficult condition. But the second answer to your question, when will the whole world be engulfed in the chanting of the holy name? On several occasions, I was just reading two of them in the first canto. One was in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada explains that the whole world can change if even some members of society, Prabhupada on several occasions gave the percentage of 5%. If 5% of the people can take up in a very pure way this process of Krishna consciousness, the whole world can change. Now, 5% doesn't sound like, you know, hey, that's not so big, but that's a lot of people. If 5% of the world's population. Because his statement was that we cannot expect that all persons are going to take to Krishna consciousness. So, to make that 5% happen, in one morning walk conversation with Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur, Prabhupada was in a very special mood. He was glorifying Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Just glorifying Bhaktivinoda Thakur so enthusiastically. His cane was moving in the air. He was describing all the wonderful services that he did in such a short period of time. So many things. And he was ecstatic. And when he paused, one devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur envisioned this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spreading all over the world and engulfing the world in love of God. He was so powerful. Why he didn't do it himself? And Prabhupada smiled, put his cane down, and he said, because he gave something for all of us to do. And then he said, and I have brought Krishna consciousness all over the world. Now to flood the world in love of God, I'm giving something for all of you to do. So, to respond to your question, it will happen when we have that conviction and faith and purity to take up the order and make it happen. And whenever, however, that may happen, that's when it will happen. The potency is there in this golden age opportunity for us to manifest it. Our purity and our faith are what's standing in the way. Or insufficient purity and insufficient faith. One more and then we'll end. Is this a good one? Okay. Godhead never becomes old, but we see Advaitacharya's old. Please explain. Succinctly. I've been studying the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in that first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, there's the Leela of the Lord's disappearance, where Arjuna informs Yudhisthira Maharaj, the Yadu dynasty has left. Krishna has left. The whole world is vacant in their absence. There's elaborate explanation by our acharyas that explain the Lord's janma karma chame divyam, his transcendental appearance and activities in this world, are all transcendental. So, for Advaita Acharya to look old, it's part of the leela of the personality of Godhead. Just like Krishna appearing in the prison house of Kamsa. First he has forearms, and then he's a small baby. And then he grows. And even the growing, it's just leela. He's the personality of Godhead. From that position of the personality of Godhead, he shows his divinity. So, Advaita Acharya is part of the Lord's leela as Mahaprabhu. And as the leela of Mahaprabhu requires, he has a spiritual master. And who can be the spiritual master of the personality of Godhead? But Ishwar Puri is the spiritual master. To show us, we all require a spiritual master. And Advaita Acharya is the elder, most senior Vaishnav who Mahaprabhu looks to as the godbrother of his guru. But how can that be? So if we look at the divinity of Advaita Acharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever is the leela that they're performing, it's simply to be instructive to us all. Some important spiritual principle to help us on the path of spiritual elevation. How are you going to appear old? To show how you respect one who is old. It's leela.
Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki
jai.
Harinam Sankirtan ki
jai.
Gaur Premanandi
ki jai.